Hello and welcome to the season finale of season 2 of Speckled Light. And I'm so glad that I get to see this. I am so glad that I get to do this. About 4 to 4.5 hours of me speaking about things that I love and I care about and things that I want to speak about. And it's such a privilege to be able to do this. As the theme of the season suggests, I will be speaking today about one of my influences again. But this time, it's going to be a little bit general. It's going to be a little bit relatable to all of you who are listening to this. Because today I'm going to talk about something that is a big part of all of our lives. And I had talked about this in the first season as well. In fact, I had started my podcast with talking about all of this. And I want to talk about it a little bit more in this episode. This being the season finale, I want to talk about social media. Social media is a big part of our lives. And personally, it has influenced me in various ways. Not very good ways, but it has influenced me. And I cannot deny its influence upon my life. Today, the thing that I want to emphasize upon is our life constantly on display? So I was just looking at all of those Instagram reels and stories that people put up, and I am not sure what the purpose of all of that is. Now, most people would say it's entertainment. Some people would say it's it's where you want to show what you're doing to your friends and people who actually care about that sort of thing. I personally believe that there is a phenomenon where a person who's using social media assumes that there is an audience for their story. There is an audience for the trajectory of life that they are presenting. Now, I might be jumbling up my words and not really explaining or not really being very straightforward in what I'm trying to say, but let's just say that every person who uses social media, or most people who use social media, kind of are addressing to an invisible audience that they feel is there for that particular post or for that particular story. It's as if you're on a stage and there's an audience who are obliged to listen to you. It is true in some form of the other, because you are there on a global social platform where people do have access to your thoughts and people do have access to whatever you have to say and whatever you're doing or whatever information you choose to present on that platform. But that doesn't necessarily mean that people are there for you. Now that might not hold true for people who are posting for their friends and their families and all of that, but I don't understand the psychology behind assuming that there's an invisible audience that is interested in the way of your life, in the way that you're living your life. And I have reasons to believe that, because first of all, you are on a platform where everybody is the celebrity in their own mind, right? So if there are 100 people who are actually looking at what you are posting, those 100 people are also expecting that lot of 100 people to treat them as celebrities as well. So basically, if you think that you have 100 followers, those 100 followers also want 100 followers. So basically what's happening is, anyone who has the same tools that you have wants to be in a position that you are in, wants to be in a position where they are being followed by people, where they are being appreciated by people, random people who are strangers. Now, what happens is, I have been noticing people that I know, people who are friends, people who are acquaintances. In fact, I've been noticing most of the posts that I see on social media. And I choose to call them posts because that's what I've grown up calling them. So I don't know the difference. You know, I don't want to get into the stories and the reels and all of that. I just call them posts, all of them collectively. So most of the posts that I see, I look at people trying to address this invisible audience that really, really doesn't exist. Now, that doesn't mean that people are not looking at your posts. They are not acknowledging your posts or they are not appreciating your post. Of course they are. If it's good enough, they would like it. But then again, the ego that develops out of that entire process of posting something online and people agreeing with it or people appreciating it, the ego that develops along with that, I think that ego might be detrimental for a person. Because, see, what happens is, I have seen people glorify the simplest of things just so that their invisible audience appreciates them, or to even go further than that, keeps them in a position above themselves. There's a lot of food posts going around. You know, people take photograph of the food that they are going to eat, and then once they have posted it on social media, they then go on and continue to eat it. And as much as I like good food and I like good presentation when it comes to food, I really don't understand why it is important for me to look at somebody else's meal on social media, and why they feel that it is important for me to look at their meal on social media. So it's, you see where I'm going with this, right? There are minutiae of your life. There are minute details of your life that you go out there and put on social media, and you want people to appreciate it, and you want people to form an image of you as a person based on those posts. But the problem is, everybody is doing it. Everybody's already doing it. So any person who's doing the same thing knows why you're doing it as well. The authenticity of it kind of diminishes with the whole exercise. Secondly, the information that people choose to display on social media, it sometimes gets me flummoxed, because like I said, why would I want to look at somebody's meal and know what they're having and know if they are out with friends? Because the person who's posting it, I believe, does know that I am also going to be exposed to that information. And of course, I have the choice of ignoring that information. But then again, it's not just one post. It's post after post after post of people giving me unnecessary details of their lives in an effort which is very vain, in my opinion, to establish that they are leading some kind of a celebrity life. This over glorification of day-to-day minutiae now, I think, has led to a collective psyche wherein people have stopped enjoying things in that moment. You know, people have stopped being in the moment and enjoying the thing as it happens. Instead, they are busy in capturing those moments in camera, in their cameras, in their videos, in their reels, and showcasing them to the invisible audience. maybe that's why the quality of life, even though it looks great in the pictures and in the posts, the real quality of life has declined. And many people are unhappy. Many people are dissatisfied. There is a comparison going on. I've talked about the World Leaderboard, and if you haven't heard it, I would suggest that you do. It is the first episode of the first season, and it has got a lot of more details than what I'm speaking about right now. Now, as you know, I speak at the speed of thought, so this all of this might not make sense to you. But then again, if you listen to this as it is intended to, like a rant, then maybe it would kind of make sense to you. But all I want to say is, are we putting our lives out on display? Are we living a life for an invisible audience? Are we actually integrating the lies that we put on social media into our lives? Are we stupid enough to believe that the lies that we have concocted ourselves are actually our real lives? And when that happens, you are stuck in a place where you do not know what makes you happy. And the only thing that is left that makes you happy is validation from this invisible audience. And this invisible audience is never going to be purely yours. It's never going to be a fan base, because they themselves are celebrities as well. They are on the same platform that you are on. And all of this has led me to believe that one cannot trust social media or things on social media. And it's a very common understanding. Most people agree with this, that you can't trust social media. But the thing is, when you're lying awake in bed, maybe 3 a.m. in the night, and you turn to social media, you know, you want to see what other people are doing. And when you look at that, there is a burden upon you. A burden of, you know, the murder and the fear of missing out. You don't want to miss out on the amazing things that other people are doing. You don't want to miss out on the amazing things that the other people are achieving. You feel like an underachiever. You feel like your life is boring. You feel like your life is not the way it is supposed to be. But the truth is, you know deep inside that that one picture on Instagram where that one person looks perfect, there are 15 discarded photos before that picture. There are filters to that picture. You don't know what a person is living. You don't know the story of their lives. All you know is what they choose to tell you. And you assume that their life is in a certain way because they choose to tell it that way. They choose to tell the story that way. And you do it too. So the thing is that social media has given us so much information about other people and their lives and what they are doing with it. But all or most of that information is not true. We live in an illusion because the illusion is far more better than real life. And because the illusion is far more better than real life, we try to incorporate that illusion in real life. And by trying to incorporate that illusion in real life, we feel inadequate. Because real life cannot be as perfect as that Instagram selfie. Real life cannot be as perfect as that reel. We undermine real life because we think that the illusion is how life should be. I just want you guys to think about that. And if you do, and if you learn, if you're willing to learn, the world is your teacher. And with that, I want to say goodbye. And I'll do a short segment just after this one. Bye-bye.